Hello everyone, I'm Microwave Dave. On Talking the Blues this week, we feature Texas Blues from Holland K. Smith, fine Houston blues artist, some great New Orleans piano and R&B from Al Hill and the Love Butlers from a 1998 recording, Haley DeVester and her band from up in New York City with a great one that has a lot of modern touches on it for a blues record, and from down in Key West, Bill Blue and Modulation, all on Talking the Blues, 8 p.m. Saturday evening, right here on WLRH.
Come on, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. I'll swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. And leave. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, and leave. Me and you, Annie Lee. Now you said you're gonna be mine, no matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Everyone, I'm Microwave Dave, Talking the Blues on WLRH. What a great pleasure having you tuned in for our second show of the year 2014. Blues for you, new releases, and a kind of a sort of new release mixed in here. Four artists on it if we can squeeze the ball in. If I don't talk too much, that's what'll work out. So Earl Hooker, thank you, sir. And we'll see you at the bottom of the program. I'd like to remind everybody that if you're not aware of it yet, our station website, WLRH.org, features podcasts of all the locally produced programs, including this one. If you'd like to hear the show at some other time and tonight's not convenient, or you'd like to hear it again or whatever, simply go to the WLRH.org website, click on Programs, slide up and down until you find the one you want, and then you'll see a whole array of podcast availabilities down there. Just pick the program that either by date or by the little tagline that tells you some of what is on it, and that will give you a chance to pick him out and listen to him again at your leisure or wherever you happen to be. Really glad to have the podcast, getting a lot of great comments from people about this, so we're glad to have them as part of the station's offering to you here in the community, and thank you for your support of the station and of all that we try to do here. Our first artist tonight is from Houston, Texas. His name is Holland K. Smith, and a brand new album called Cobalt on Elder Soul Records. Elder Soul has come out with some really interesting things here in the last 2 years. They picked up the status of that label a little bit from where it was pretty much local releases and things, and is now getting it out there with some good stuff. On Cobalt, we have pretty much straight-ahead Texas-style blues, a lot of it dependent on the stuff that came in right after T-Bone Walker. So you get stuff that's sort of related to Clarence Gatemouth Brown, for example, but not quite as up and fast-paced as that stuff is. Some of the T-Bone swagger is there. There's certainly some Albert Collins kind of feeling, but again, without much of the funk. He's staying rooted pretty much in the mid-1950s to about 1962 for his influences. And to help with the Texas feeling is produced by Anson Funderburg, great guitarist from Dallas who is nowadays in Nashville, but a man who's quite a style for his economic, clean guitar playing, and also Wesley Race on the drums, great drummer from the area as well. We'll get three songs from the album Cobalt from Holland K. Smith. We'll start out with called Just One Heartache. And this is one where the title, as far as I can tell, has nothing to do with the song, kind of Bob Dylan style. It's pretty much a guy telling the girl, nope, you're asking for all this stuff, and I'm not going to give it to you. Second one is Never Got the Blues. This is a slow 8-bar blues. You get some of the swagger in the last one. This is a bit more of a steady, just got caught up by the feeling, and now I've got the blues type song. Very nicely played, very tasteful. And then the third one is another shuffle. This one's really understated. And on this one, we get to hear Anson Funderburg actually doing the guitar work. Very clean, very articulate, and very spare. The song is called You Get What You Deserve. Three songs from the artist Holland K. Smith. Cobalt record. Cobalt is the name of the album, and Elder Soul is the label. We will hear once again Just One Heartache, Never Got the Blues, and You Get What You Deserve.
Go down to the grocery store. You come back with a new hairdo. You ask him for 20 more. Talk to the hand. I know where that moolah went. You were down at the hair salon. Now that one is all spent. She said, buy me another cat, daddy. This one's 2 years old. Have him painted foam green. Trim it out in gold. I said, talk to the hand. Your car is perfectly good. Woman, you think I made of money? Then you ain't thinking like you should. Talk to the hand. I know you've been up to no good. Well, if you think I'm gonna play a fool, then you ain't thinking like you should.
Gone. I've tried moving on, and I never had the blues until now. Until now. Well, I thought I'd seen sorrow, thought I'd lived through some pain. Whoa, and I've been let down, and I've seen my share of shame. But since you've been gone, I've tried moving on, and I've never had the blues until now. Until now. So I sat here with my guitar, with a song that only I can understand, and the realization I'm just a man without a plan. Since you've been gone, I've tried moving on, and I've never had the blues until now. Until now. There's been plenty of disappointment way down in my soul. Whoa, yes, I've been down so many times before. But since you've been gone, I've tried moving on, and I've never had the blues until now. Until now. Fine-looking woman, fine as you can be, but you're rotten to the core, baby, like the apple from a tree. Well, now someday, Lord, justice is gonna be served. And I hope I'm still around now to see you get what you deserve. When you look into a mirror, Lord, what do you see? A sweet little angel child that walked all over me. Is gonna be served, and I hope I'm still around now to see you get what you deserve. Well, now some men might be angry, oh, and some men might be sad, But to see you get what's coming to you, baby, makes me more than glad. You told me that you love me. Now I know it wasn't true. The whole time you were loving me, there was another loving you. Yeah, now someday, oh, justice is gonna be served. Standing right there to see you get what you deserve. Let me hear it.
Some really nice swaggering Texas blues there from Holland K. Smith out of Houston. The new album called Cobalt on Eller Soul Records. The last one there, You Get What You Deserve. Before that was I Never Got the Blues, and starting off with one called Just One Heartache. And you look at these, and of course the other ones I had a chance to listen to that you're not getting exposed to. And this guy has got a problem with somebody out there that he's wrapping up and getting an album out of it. And that's happened so much to blues artists. You take the feelings that are stashed into your life, you make them into music, you put them out there, and not only does it help you, but frequently it helps somebody else who's suffering through a similar situation. And since these things are not gender-specific, you can say they go both ways, and indeed they do. The pain and infliction we do on each other by accident and sometimes on purpose always gets out and makes for great music. Holland K. Smith's Cobalt album on Eller Soul Records. I hope you enjoyed those. This is Talking Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. We go now to an album that originally came out in 1998, and it just now come to me due to a chance occurrence when I had lunch with a nice person downtown and found out that her cousin was a great piano player from up in the Detroit area, and Detroit, Ann Arbor, and then I think elsewhere, probably sometime in Nashville as well. His name is Al Hill, and Al sent a CD down, or she had a copy of the CD at that time for me to borrow, and I had it on the air maybe 2 to 3 months ago. And since then, Al has sent down a copy of his 98 album called Al Hill and the Love Butlers. And this is a 5 or 6 piece band that specializes in music out of New Orleans. He's also a fine boogie-woogie player and has been for a long time the piano and band leader for Betty LaVette, the R&B singer from Detroit, who has made some real records coming back in her career in the last few years that have really helped get her back out into the public eye where she needs to be. So from Al Hill, we get a chance to hear some really good stuff, starting off with one called One Way Ticket. And this is a kind of a shuffle that the way Professor Longhair out of New Orleans would play it. He had a lot of funky and sophisticated 16th note syncopation in his stuff, but when he's doing the shuffle, it's going to be triplets. That's what you got to play. And he's really got them down here. Al has them done really wonderfully and sings them very well as well. The next one is the old standard called Train Kept a Rollin', and I forgot who the original was on this. It may have been Albert Hammond. I'm not sure, but it's one of the Boogie Woogie specialists from way on back. And this one has a great Boogie Woogie groove to it. And just a natural flow and roll, the kind of thing you used to pack out a dance floor with people that would just stay up until the piano players ran out of steam. Then last of all, this is a really nice 8-bar slow blues called What's It Gonna Be? Some of the spirit of Ray Charles and his early recordings and arrangements, which of course took place in New Orleans, are built into the track here. And this is an original song, as is the first one on here, written by Al Hill as well. The album is a self-release. It's called Willie May. By the way, Al Hill and the Love Butlers, and we're going to hear One Way Ticket, Train Kept Rolling, and What's It Gonna Be?
One way ticket
to New Orleans.
One way ticket
to New Orleans.
met a real dame. She was a hipster, a real goddamn. She was pretty from New York City. Yeah, she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heat and a hoe. I just couldn't let her go. Oh, get along, sweet little woman, get along. You better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. You better be on your way with a heat and a hoe. I just couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept.
A letter or a phone call, a cheerful reverie. Come on, baby, tell me, what's it gonna be? Pretty Mary Ellen, pretty Mary Jane, let me down real easy. Are you gonna do the same? A letter or a phone call, a cheerful reverie. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? A bomb or the flu? A torture or a surrender? Or a life of missing you? What's it gonna be? You open up your eyes, looking like you're cooking up a little old surprise. The other shoe is falling. Whoa, 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 honey, it's falling free. Come on, baby, tell me, what's it gonna be?
Baby, yeah, what's it gonna be? Gonna be. baby, what's it gonna be? Yeah, what's it gonna be?
Now, isn't that an elegant ballad right there? Very nicely done. Al Hill and the Love Butlers, their album called Willie May, which is back from 1998, but just came into my hands recently. What's It Gonna Be is an original song written by Al Hill. Beautiful 8-bar blues, again, reminiscent a bit of Ray Charles, but just an original song throughout. Some nice touches in there you don't hear everywhere as well. Before that was the old, I looked it up, and it was Tiny Bradshaw in the early 1950s who did the original version of The Train Kept a Rollin', which has been covered in various versions by what? Aerosmith and Johnny Burnett, rock and roll trio back in the days. This version is different, more straight boogie-woogie, and very nicely done. And we started off with One Way Ticket, an original Al Hill song that featured some really great New Orleans flavoring, very much from the Professor Longhair thing, and some great ensemble work there from the guys playing with him. Al Hill and the Love Butlers, the album is called Willie May. This is Talking Blues, and I am Microwave Dave, enjoying your company. Hope it's going well where you are, and you're enjoying this music. We go now to a singer who is from New York City, at least now. I don't know how long she has been there, but she's there now. And has been making records since, I guess maybe 2005 or somewhere. Her name is Haley, H-A-L-L-E-Y, DeVestern. And DeVestern is D-E-V-E-S-T-E-R-N. And it's the Haley DeVestern Band. New album is called Fabo Boffo Smasho. And I've got to say, listening to this one, there's a different flavor on this. It's definitely bluesy. She comes from somewhere in the Janis Joplin school of blues singing, that may be modulated somewhat by Bonnie Raitt, but not exactly. She has her own style, and she sings with a smoothness, and yet it's kind of one of those velvet hammers kind of smoothness. You feel there's a lot of emotion packed in here. And the packaging in her musical group really brings out some very different flavors. Some of it is more pop-oriented, but that doesn't take away from the emotional strength of the music when it is played. You'll hear what I'm talking about. From the album, Fabo Boffo Smasho, we'll start off with one called Boil. And this is a minor key funky ballad that's got definitely a pretty heavy-duty message in it about a broken love. We go to one then called Muscle Memory, and this is an R&B rocker that's opens up with a kind of a delayed guitar funky thing that you normally expect from U2. And the guitar is called The Edge in the band U2. Definitely a modern development to be coming into blues and R&B. And locally, you can hear this music of this style played very well by the local expert, that Dave Anderson. He really knows how to play this kind of stuff beautifully. Then it goes into pretty much straight funky groove, and they sing it throughout wonderfully. The last one is called Kangaroo Mama. And this one opens up with some kind of unusual sounding sounds coming from a didgeridoo, the Australian instrument that you don't hear very often in blues music, but here it is opening up for Kangaroo Mama. She has some nice words about it, like crawling back into her mama's pouch, a place to go for security. And it kind of borrows the old groove from War's song Slipping into Darkness in places and makes good use of it as well. Once again, the artist is Haley DeVestern. It's the Haley DeVestern Band, Fabo Boffo Smasho is the title. It's a self-release. We will hear Boil, Muscle Memory, and Kangaroo Mama.
Billy baby, and the pain begins. Remember when I loved you and how we kissed? Then I think of how you hurt me and my hands are fist in through your eyes, out through your hands, up from your heart, into your voice. Every groove cuts a groove in your history. Every day's a new muscle memory. Yeah. You know how to cry before you learn how to talk. You know how to fall before you learn how to walk. You scream.
Thank you.
Some interesting textures there from Haley DeVestern and her band from the album called Fabo Boffo Smasho. It's a self-release. And what we heard there, the last one there, Kangaroo Mama. That's an interesting groove. It borrowed very much from the band War in the old days. Muscle Memory before that. Did you notice that opening guitar lift with all that syncopated delay on it, or echoes, if you will? And again, that's something I've seen Dave Anderson do around here in Huntsville with great expertise. And we started off with one called Boil. And a really nice singing on that one as well. Very threatening vocal, but held back with just enough restraint. Haley DeVestern Band, the album is called Fabo Boffo Smasho. And if I don't talk too much, we have time to get maybe a couple in from a guy named Bill Blue, who is was a touring musician back in the 70s when I was down in South Florida. He had settled out and just dropped out for a number of years and lived in Key West, and is now out here with an album called Mojolation. Mojolation features his kind of gritty, fuzzy guitar style, some deep slide and some deep grooves in here as well. We'll probably only have time for two, but the first one will be Brand New Man, and this is a song that should be familiar to all Eddie Hinton fans. The late, great Eddie Hinton, Alabama soul singer and songwriter extraordinaire, guitarist as well. And after that one called Guitar Whore. And I'll let him explain that what that is. But a good, nice stomping boogie on that as well. Bill Blue, the album Mojolation is on Warm Fuzz Records. And indeed, that's what the guitar sounds like, warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Well, that interesting song is getting shorted out by me. Not enough time left. The artist there is Bill Blue from down in Key West. And the album is called Modulation. That one is called Guitar Whore. I'd like to have to explain that to you, but he'll have to do that on his own somewhere, I guess. Before that, we heard Brand New Man, the old Eddie Hinton song. Tonight's program has included Bill Blue, the Haley DeVestrin Band, Holland K. Smith, and Al Hill and the Love Butlers. It is a great pleasure and a great privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I'll be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
Just hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.